broadcast every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and from Rome, we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas lives in Ireland, but he is in Rome right now, hearing confessions for the Holy Year. His preaching today is entitled, Life Will Last.
The scripture passage I'm using is the second reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 5a. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new. The word of the Lord. For many of my listeners, I have no doubt, and for myself too, there have certainly been occasions and experiences in life that have been wonderful, so enjoyable and thrilling that I wanted to rejoice and even shout, This is like heaven on earth. And in reality, of course, they are limited in time and in intensity, these experiences and thrilling moments. And even on those evenings, the sun sets as usual and darkness returns. Yes, I can seek as I reflect on it all to regain some of the pleasure my heart knew earlier in the day. I then look out that window. You're right, darkness is in charge now. But it must be some leap of faith or an imaginative jump or both. When a sacred writer speaks, as we heard a moment ago, of a new heaven and a new earth. And this is the kind of dramatic, even startling language and terminology writers found they needed in order to do justice in their works to the novelty and beauty of what had happened in and through Jesus Christ, notably in his death and resurrection, and how either it is a question of new heaven and new earth, or at least it seems very different, for our vision has been cleared and our ears have heard the good news proclaimed gladly and generously shared. Today's gospel passage 2 from John also speaks in its own way of novelty. Following on from mention of the new heaven and new earth, Jesus of Nazareth puts what he calls a new commandment in front of his remaining disciples at the supper. I say remaining disciples, now Judas has left the room. The command is to love one another as Jesus loved them. His love for them, for us, is to be expressed right up to his death the following day. He died so that we might have life. Life that will not ever be over. The victory that is signaled by the resurrection of Jesus is a victory which each and all of us are invited to enjoy, to be glad of, and happily participate in. Evil has been conquered. Just as those who condemned Jesus to death were the voices of evil, so in Christ's risen life, is innocence reinstated and honored once more. It was Pope Francis, recently deceased, who said during a retreat 35 years ago that at the root of all ferocious attack is the need for people to project their own guilt and limitations. Resurrection thus marks the victory of good and of kindness over evil and terror. This Sunday's opening reading from the Acts of the Apostles reports on and rejoices in how the gospel is spreading among Gentiles. All is made new, and each of us who has listened is called to be among Jesus' disciples, believing in what gives life's meaning here and hereafter, and in hoping and loving with the impetus we receive from our faith in that gospel.